New Jersey Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill appeared on NPR's Morning Edition today and addressed affordability and the Trump administration's impact on the economy.
When Trump said he was going to terminate the Gateway Tunnel project, you know, thousands of New Jerseyans spoke to me about how important that was to not just their quality of life, but their hopes for opportunity and jobs. The focus on affordability, on people's lives, on their kids' future really intersects with the attacks on the economy coming from Trump's administration.
Sherrill, a Democrat, defeated former Republican Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli, who was seeking the governor's office for the third time. Joe Kahn has made history, becoming the first Democrat to be elected district attorney in Bucks County. WHYY's Emily Neal has details.
Kahn won a decisive victory over Republican incumbent Jennifer Shorn. Kahn had criticized a number of Shorn's positions as district attorney, including her decision to not prosecute a pipeline leak in Upper Makefield Township that contaminated people's drinking water. As district attorney, Kahn says he plans to defend residents from similar environmental disasters.
We're going to make sure we rebuild this office to address the challenges that we face in the 21st century to keep people safe. And that's going to begin by making good on my promise to have a DA's office that enforces every person's right to a clean environment here in Bucks County.
Shorn did not respond to a request for comment. Kahn was one of five Democrats who swept the county's row offices this election. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Democrats resoundingly swept contentious Pennsylvania statewide judicial races on Election Day. Republicans, backed by billionaire donor Jeffrey Yass, sought to make history with a series of votes to remove three Democratic judges from the state Supreme Court. However, all three justices will retain their seats. Democrats also won a seat each on the state Superior and Commonwealth Appellate Court.